So there's something that a lot of entrepreneurs face pretty consistently, and that is self-sabotage, whereby you build yourself up or you start working and you become productive and, you know, the man you suddenly need to be or the woman you need to be to hit a goal. And you achieve that and sustain that sort of character for a period of time that typically isn't very long, right? And then, you know, a couple of weeks later, a couple of days later, months later, whatever that time frame is for you, you break everything that you've built down and the self-sabotage sort of just kicks in. And then you spend a while being the polar opposite of who you're supposed to be or who you need to be to achieve your goal. It's a cycle for a lot of people and it creates a lot of pain. It creates a lot of suffering. And in today's video, I want to explain how to use it because it can be used and it can be leveraged to help you achieve consistent growth, whether that's in yourself or in a company. And I'm excited to share it with you because this is something that I've been using myself for a long time and it's kind of like pretty cool. So my name's Charlie and I've basically built and scaled a couple of companies, a marketing agency to seven figures and a coaching business to multi seven figures. I don't want to sell you a 997 call or send you to a webinar after this, don't worry. I do have something to sell, but I won't talk about it until the very end and you can click off if you don't like it. So that's that. My goal with this channel is to help people make client acquisition easy. And one of the things with client acquisition is consistency. It's consistent action over time. And a lot of the time, you will understand subconsciously that outreach or methods of acquiring clients like cold outreach or inbound or ads, whatever it is, like you understand what's going to make you grow, which is typically acquiring clients. And self-sabotage by its nature is destruction around the things that are most important to our growth. And so what you need to understand is that if you have a goal which surpasses your current state of existence, if you have a desired state, then inside of you exists a part of you that wants to see that manifested. And by setting a goal, you naturally set a character, right? And what I mean by that is you create someone, a version of yourself that if manifested would achieve the goal. And that's kind of what a goal represents, is it's an unconscious drive for you to grow and develop. We have to understand what Newton said, where he basically explained that for every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction. And so when you set a goal and a new version of yourself to achieve that goal, you naturally have to offset that with a version of yourself which is suboptimal for that goal, which is usually the current state that you have, or, you know, slightly worse. And there's this sort of term that I've coined called disciplinary homeostasis. And in this video, I'm going to explain how to achieve disciplinary homeostasis. And it's basically how to accomplish consistent growth and how to be like just consistent without going through these massive ups and downs and your character spikes that you're typically going to see if you're trying to build a company. When I learned to master this, it massively helped me. It took my business from, you know, multi six figures all the way up to multi seven. It sort of just clicked as soon as I realized how to do this. And so I'm going to share it with you. So we have to understand homeostasis, right? Which is a biological term in human biology, which basically encapsulates the premise of the body's natural warming and cooling mechanisms, right? So the body gets too hot, then the body starts doing things to cool itself down, like sweating, for example. But if the body gets too cold, then it does things to start to heat itself up, such as shivering, for example. And, you know, this is called homeostasis. And homeostasis exists through your, you know, the thermoregulation of your body, but it exists in loads of different places in the world. Like an example of this could be like, you know, your level of water that you have in your body at any given time, or it could be the amount of, like, if you see a plateau, for example, in nature, where, you know, you take a species of animal and then you take a species of animal that is that animal's predator, you'll see this natural sort of homeostasis where the predator meets the prey, and then there's not enough prey, then the predator dies, but as soon as the predator dies, the prey increases, and we see this sort of, like, you know, stabilizing feedback loop in all sorts of places in reality. But what we can do is we can take that stabilizing feedback loop and apply it to our mindset and our discipline. And when you can learn to do this, it allows you to achieve this really consistent sort of trajectory with your actions. And what it basically means is it's all about not taking yourself too far. There's discipline and then there's laziness. Now, the thing about discipline is we have to understand it from a non-binary sense. So what I mean by that is we have to understand the paradox of discipline, right? So discipline, if taken to its extreme, creates laziness. If you're conscientious enough, laziness to its extreme will create conscientiousness, right? Or discipline. And what do I mean by this? Like, if you take yourself to an extreme with discipline, then you're naturally going to be forced to face the opposite of it, which is burnout. So burnout is forced laziness through too much discipline. The point of this sort of disciplinary homeostasis idea is it's very easy to get swept in the up. So if you want to mitigate the down, which is the self-destructive behavior that leads to you sort of, you know, wallowing in your own sorrow and self-pity because you can't seem to get out of bed and do the work. If you want to avoid that down, you have to stop going so far up. And it's a non-binary sort of like weird way to achieve this. We do it through inversion. You have to recognize that if you are maintaining a ungodly, weird level of discipline for length and length of time, the longer that you maintain that and push yourself past the point at which is rational or natural for your body to accomplish, the more cortisol you introduce into your bloodstream because of so much work, then the longer you're going to be in this rut. So what I've actually tried to do in my life is avoid these extremes. So when I'm feeling motivated and pumped to work and go, I've learned this the hard way many times, like It's way too easy to get swept up in this serotonin, dopamine, you know, roller coaster of like suddenly making all this progress and feeling like you're on top of the world and pushing yourself and seeing how much willpower you can execute on. That makes sense. And if you do it for too long, then what happens is you burn out. And that burnout then becomes a rut, because with the burnout of the work, you know, you naturally slip into all of the old habits that you used to have that were, you know, sustaining the current sense of self that you had manifested before the goal was actually even an idea, if that makes sense. The whole idea of this disciplinary homeostasis thing is, imagine that your discipline is like your body temperature. If your body gets really hot, and if you're in a sauna or something and it gets really hot, then what your body's going to start to do is try even harder to cool down. And when you get out of the sauna, like after a while, you might actually feel too cold, right? Because if you go too hot, then your body like sort of overextends itself to become too cold. And then you enter this state of too cold. And then if you're too cold, then your body does too much to warm up. I'm sure you've had that before. If you're going to sleep at night and you put all these blankets on your bed because you're cold, and then you wake up in the night feeling like awful because you've just basically overheated. It's the same sort of premise with discipline. You have to treat yourself and your mind and your body like it's some sort of engine, right? You can take it to a certain extent, but if you rev it too hard for too long, then it's going to burn itself out and it's going to need even longer to recover, right? And it's that recovery period that we associate this negative emotion with. And so what I've actually found is the best thing to do here is to integrate the negative part of you, there's a self-destructive part of you, into the positive. And you achieve discipline through laziness. And so what I found is that, like, this sort of encapsulates the whole argument here, is you achieve discipline through laziness in this weird sort of non-binary inversion sense. But the way that you accomplish that is basically by being disciplined with your downtime. So instead of being disciplined with your work, which you need to be disciplined with your work, you also need to be disciplined with when you take time off to be lazy. You have to be lazy at some point. You have to have periods of a regression in your character. It's kind of inevitable that you're going to have to relax and take time off and breathe and just stop, right? But if you don't program that in to your routine, then you will be forced to take that break for a significant longer period of time. And I've learned this the hard way. So now is I'm recording this on the 1st of December on Thursday, and I've been working for about 3 months nonstop on version 2 of our program, and I haven't given myself any time off of anything. I've just been working nonstop, and I've had to take basically this entire week off of work because I was so burned out and I was so exhausted. And I was like, fuck, there's that disciplinary homeostasis thing. Like, the more elongated your stretch of discipline beyond what is actually natural and you're capable of, the further you have to actually extend your relaxation period of that. Makes sense. The smart way to do it is to embed that relaxation, that downtime, into your discipline. And it's being disciplined, like, it's kind of like you have to be disciplined about being undisciplined, right? So it's a really weird sort of way to put it, but until you can learn to do this, you're going to live in this up and down sort of nature where you're 1 minute you're up all the way up here, like on top of the world, and the next minute you're down here feeling like you don't want to get out of bed watching motivational videos because you feel shit about yourself. And that's what's happened to me, right? I'm talking from experience here, where, you know, I put myself through the ringer consistently for months on end, like, you know, doing 12 hours a day, 10 hours a day on really intensely focused work. I stopped, like, my diet kind of went a little bit. I stopped exercising as much because I was working so much and I was so burned out that I felt like I couldn't exercise properly. My relationship started taking a hit. I stopped seeing friends, and it was helpful because I did some really good work. But you have to accept that you are a biological entity, right? And there's only so much calorific expenditure that, you know, you can give to a task before you start to run out of that energy. And also, there's only so much cortisol that you can build up, and noradrenaline you can build up, and adrenaline you can build up, stress hormones in your bloodstream, before your body starts to falter and starts to say, do you know what, like, fuck off, we're gonna just do nothing and be lazy, and there's nothing you can do about it. And so it's taken me probably about 6 or 7 years of, I mean, I stopped going massively up and down probably about 2.5 years ago, and that was extremely helpful for me. But it isn't until these times like this that I realized that I'm still definitely infallible and falling prey for this. So I wanted to record this video because a lot of people, specifically entrepreneurs, really struggle with this sort of thing. And it's just more of a call for you to be a little bit more gentle with yourself. Forget what Gary Vee says about grinding 24/7 and sleeping 2 hours a night and eating McDonald's fries and doing nothing. Like, that's not particularly sustainable, because I've tried it and it doesn't work, not for me. So I hope this video was useful. Just remember, you need to relax, you need to take time off. If you don't, you pay the price of a longer period of time off, which is involuntarily, right? So you can either voluntarily embed relaxation and time off into your current routine, albeit extremely disciplined, or If you don't do that, you're going to have to face the demon of forced relaxation, aka burnout. That's really all burnout is. Burnout is just forced relaxation. And it doesn't feel relaxing at all because it's forced. So it's better to sort of look the snake in the eyes now than be eaten by the snake later or something like that. But anyways, that's everything for this video. I hope you found it useful. It's just a bit of experience from my life that might be useful for you. By the way, if you are an agency owner or a coach and you're struggling to acquire clients, you can click the first link in the description if you want. It explains how we could help you. I don't mind if you do or not. But yeah, that's everything. Thank you for watching. If you like the video, just like it because there's quite literally a button for it. Comment any video ideas you have below and also subscribe. Welcome to the family. See you later. Cheers.